Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, W, double E, ooh-wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how. We gon' break it down. We gon' break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, we are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Chaz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, PAZ hosts the show, man.
Good evening, good evening. This is ATAPP on Blog Talk Radio with your host, TAZ. And in the house, I have Timmy Casino sitting in the house, y'all.
Yo,
what's up, dog?
What's up, man? What's going on with you? What's up with you, brother?
Nothing. We finally got you on. We had your wife on a few weeks earlier. We finally got you, dog.
man. I appreciate you, bro. Always love, man.
So what have you been doing, man, since the last time I talked to you?
Man, it's been crazy. It's been definitely going up, man. We've been working, brother, working. We got about to drop Jonna album, you know what I'm saying? We finished her Sex in the City project, so we about to wrap that thing up, you know what I'm saying? We got a couple of shows coming up. We going back to Pittsburgh here in a minute for the Douchetown Festival with Paradise Gray and DJ Goodnight and Benefactor. So we're going to be on a Peace and Unity stage on February 22nd. We got a primetime slot. So we got about 30 minutes there, you know what I mean? So it's like a big festival in Pittsburgh,
right?
Like 500 bands, 50 stages. So, you know, we Peace and Unity stage, 8 o'clock, we'll be on rocking. So, you know, and then I've just been doing a lot of music management, man. I got a couple new artists, a couple old artists that I'm reviving, you know what I'm saying? My brother Q Money, you know what I'm saying? He just dropped his project. We just got a new video called Just Me. You know what I'm saying? I got another artist by the name of TBH from Columbus. I got another artist by AGB from Columbus. So, you know, we just been rocking, man, really developing this brand. DJ Finesse Publishing, shout out to Dre, you know what I'm saying, Brandon, you know what I mean? I got a photography company that I'm working with. So we just been booming, man, definitely.
So the pandemic ain't slowed nothing down over there, huh?
And the pandemic got
just
me,
for a little bit.
I kind of appreciate. Not at all, brother. It just made me refocus and really tighten the brand up and really, you know, start figuring out what these next steps are, you know?
Right. Well, I got five joints from you, and let me go on and play one because I got to get them all in. I want to play Sex Party. Explain that.
Okay, yeah, Sex Party, man. I was, you know, me and Quayshawn Sly. He from Pittsburgh, you know what I'm saying? He's an R&B singer. Shout out to Born Legends Productions, man. We really had a whole vibe to where we was going to, you know, talk that talk to these ladies, man. And, you know, I be on my artist type time sometimes too, you know, on my ditty. So we went ahead and, you know, put this song together, you know what I mean, and get it popping.
Smiling at me like that with them dimples and shit, you know what I'm saying? Coming over the crib looking like that. What I'm saying, like, take them off or something. Like right now, yeah, just like that.
Vicky's on, Vicky's off, throw 'em over there. Cause when you over here, underwear to walk it in. I'm getting money, baby, chain like a chandelier. Let's play a game of truth or dare, just to make it fair. I'm trying to eat your peach, you taste it like a gummy bear. Bend you over real quick, fuck up your pretty hair. See a nigga like me, we gon' always ball. You look so good, I'll plant you and grow a field of yours. You running through my mind, always, all day. See you in a hallway, ride me like a Harley. Jack, baby, call me. Hey, you get naughty while I'm rubbing your body. New addition on that pussy, you can call me Barbie. We do that douche, we don't do that Bacardi. You with somebody, golly, so welcome to the party.
Call me, there's gonna be a party. Shorties with the parties. Come out if you want me. Lingerie is stunning. We'll be getting naughty. Sipping, getting saucy. Turn up till the morning. Party, 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 there's gonna be a party. Shorties with the party, come out if you want me. Lingerie is stunning, we'll be getting naughty. Sipping, getting saucy, turn up till the morning. Party, party, party.
Ooh, have a secret, yeah. Take a sip of this champagne as I'm kissing on your
party. Shorties
party, party. She called me, there gon' be a party. Shorty's with the party. Come out if you want me. Lingerie is stunning. We'll be getting naughty.
Vibes, vibes. Shout out to Quay, yeah. Man. Quay buttery with it. You know what I'm saying? Fact.
I like that song a lot, man.
I was
in here jamming. I like that song a lot. So when you went to school at the Art Institute of Pittsburgh, studied digital multimedia. Did this?
Yeah.
I've got to say, I'm sure you were already doing music before you got into the school. But did this enhance it any? And I know it did, but just tell me exactly how it did when you went to school.
So I really feel like as an artist, you know, I was more a proficient artist before I went to school, right? I started a group called Alumni Music, me, DJ Finesse, KB, DJ KB. You know, we started a group called Sin City. We started a group called Alumni Music back in the day in 2007, you know, I want to say 2007, 2006, you know, and we was really going crazy, you know, like just, there was about 13 of us, man, and we was just, this is a shout out to the Shadow Lounge, the Button Pusher, you know, and Justin Strong in Pittsburgh, but I started doing that,
right.
And that's when I was a professional artist. To answer your question, when I went to school, I went to school because I wanted to learn digital media because I was just tired of paying for music videos and stuff like that, right? So when I went to college,
right.
It kind of like brought in my business sense, you know. The business took me off the focus kind of being an artist and really started making me more proficient in, you know, filming videos, doing art. And then I just got into party promotion and I was hosting like Levels 86 and, you know, I did my first party ever. I was like 18. I did Popping Bottles with Models. And when I did that, I had Wiz perform, all the top artists in Pittsburgh at that time. I had come, and it was like Rip the Runway. We had like Models, and the Stillers came out, and it was like one of my biggest parties, you know. And that's when I got into the business side of things, and I started like showcasing artists. So the Art Institute allowed me to like broaden my business sense, and it added to the music sense in a way, but just on a different level.
So which one do you like best? You like being an artist? Wait a minute. You like being a producer? Wait a minute. You like shooting videos, doing the party part? Wait a minute. You like hooking up and just doing the business aspect of it? I mean, you got a lot of hats, dog. So which hat do you put on that you say, I'm sharpest in this hat right now? So which one?
I appreciate it, man. No, I do, but it's crazy. You know, I'm like Jay. And like, you know, I believe that, you know, this is a moment that we try to capture, right? You know, I just don't, you know, when you know, I think they all speak to each other. Like, all these hats match the outfit, you know? Like, I could just swap them out and really build. So, as far as, like, it just, I guess it's just the moment that we're just creating, right? I look at everything in the different, but in the same, it's all about the vibe, you know what I'm saying? And what we could capture, you know? Being an artist speaks to a different part of my heart than being a music. I do feel like sometimes the business takes me away from the art, right? That's why, you know, my projects have always delayed, right? I mean, I really never feel like I've been the forefront. I've always kind of been the forefront of the art, but not been the forefront of the art, if that makes any sense, right? Like, you know, I just feel like, you know, the business always gets pushed in front of the art. So if I had to make a choice, right, I definitely would say I enjoy the healing process of the art, but the business is the fulfillment, just putting, you know, people that I really truly believe on, and you know, it all works in tandem. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Okay, let's do this. Since you are one of the artists, but you can rap on somebody playing Beethoven. Am I correct? I'm just saying because my question's gonna be: Do you like rapping over your own beats? Or do you like rapping over somebody else's? I mean, you probably got a few producers that you like, man, I like to get on that one, you know. So which one do you feel more comfortable with? Your
I just like rapping, bro. I can rap and, you know, I rap like you said Beethoven. I just like making music, bro. Like I don't know. I had a rock band for Ill Willis is my rock band, and they like 10 years. You know,
right.
He just was going, and they introduced me to a whole different level of music and musicality, and you know, and showmanship, and you know, interaction with crowds, and you know, the level of, you know, just productive, like, you know, production and productivity. And, you know, it just was like, bong, we could do this. So to answer your question, man, I just like making music, bro. I just, you know, if it's about that moment, if it speaks to you, it speaks to you, you know? Kind of like when I write,
right.
I see colors and I don't see, like, even when I do business, I just see, like, because I started off as a, you know, a cartoonist and I used to draw and I just transform,
right.
If that makes any sense. So when I see it, I see it. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
When I feel it, I feel it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I did a.
I'm like an artist.
I did a song.
You know?
I did a song over a Beethoven beat with a hip hop drum beat on top. Now we did that like years ago, but see, you could go back and get all the Beethoven and loop it because Beethoven and them, they ain't alive no more, dog. I mean, they're going to come back and say you loop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Those older joints way back then, you could get that. So that?
Right.
Yeah, you can get them. Right. But
how does that even work,
like
you know, with that intellectual property and stuff, like publishing? Who owns Beethoven's publishing?
Nobody don't have control of that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So, you could get those. It ain't like anybody going to go get those. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Ain't too many of us going to get out there and get that. But I did because it's on when you use different sounds, it's on the royalty-free music. That you can get royalty free. Beethoven, Bach,
right.
All that is on there.
That's hard. Yeah, I never even thought about that. That's crazy. Yeah, but yeah, I would just, yeah. I guess that's like legendary
I
work.
I just thought about it.
It's just like crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just thought about it because I forgot we did do one over at Beethoven. Long time ago.
Oh, I got to hear that, man. I know that's fire. I know that's fire.
It's crazy. Do you ever come up, and because y'all put out so much music, man, do you ever have a block where you just like, I can't write none today? Or, I mean, because I hope the answer is what I'm looking for, but do you ever have it where you get writer's block and can't just?
I mean, I think it's about, I don't really write, you know what I mean? Like, when I'm in the studio, like, I just, like, John, like, how do you, like, I just, I used to write back in the day. Now when I'm in the studio, I just go in there and, you know, I layer these bars and everything. So I have a little bit of 1942, you know what I'm saying? Go in there and get lit and just really catch a vibe. So I started off freestyling, and I feel like, you know, I just give you my moment on it. So I just depends. I guess it just depends on the vibe of the studio. Just recently here, I was in a situation where I was arguing or whatever, and the whole studio session got, you know, like, you know, messed up. I don't know if I could curse or whatever, but the whole studio situation got messed up. So I was like, yo, I'm out of here. Like, I can't rock. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I just you know, it's just about the vibe. You know what I'm saying? And I really don't write too much anymore. I just go in and just layer it. You know what I mean? So it's that. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of stuff, when I record it, it's the skits and stuff, that's off the top of the head with everybody. We might have a little direction and say, this is where we going, but I don't tell everybody what their line should be. You know, you just flow in, you get in when you get in, and be, you know, with the subject at hand. So do you do stuff just off the top of the head like you say in Jay-Z? You know what I'm saying? Do you do stuff like that?
Yeah, man. Because
you
sound
like Jigga.
Oh, you said I sound like Jigga. He's an inspiration. I wish I sound like Jigga, and I wish I had bank account. You know what I'm saying? But nah, he's definitely an inspiration.
Yeah,
I come from
really.
That era. You know? Yeah, I was a kid in that era, so you know, I just feel like they inspire me. You know what I'm saying? Him, you know, like Nas, you know, like, you know, that's hometown. So I feel like we come from we come from that era. We come from them bars and them beats and them rhymes. And when we was doing battles, because I started off battle rapping at the Shadow Lounge in Pittsburgh, and it's just like when we started off, it was really about the bars and lyrics, and it was off the dome. We wasn't really doing the pre-written production stuff that I love right now. We wasn't doing that. We was like, I see you. I'm talking about your shoes. I'm talking about your jersey. I'm talking about your hairstyle. And it has to rhyme with something when you rap.
Right.
That's where we come from. You know what I'm saying? So I took that and transitioned that into the music, right? And, you know, once you get off that paper a little bit, it's a freer vibe to me. You know what I mean? It was a process, but, you know, we locked in. And that's kind of like how me and Jonna developed music now at this particular time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Jay, I appreciate that, man. That's an honor to say that. I love Jigga. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, I mean, the work ethic. Come in and you already know what you're going to say, or you just vibe and you put down a record. Now, for me, I've done it a few times, but because I write books and I write, you know, stories, so I'd rather come in with a written plan for me. Now, one time, we did record one where I had the hook for my boy singing about love, and me and this girl was arguing, and we just did it off the rip. I'll shoot that song to you. It just came out a couple of weeks ago.
I would have hit that.
You'll be tripping. We just arguing. That's all it is. So what now?
I said, I got to hear that. I know it's fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's going to trip you out. The song Overjoyed, I already played it before, and I'm going to play it again because I want people to actually know that this is you. And I think your wife is on this. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's her song. I just featured it. We got the kids on there. It's more of a family-friendly type vibe, you know what I'm saying? We did it to capture that moment. You know, the kids were young when we recorded it. My son, he taller than me now, my oldest son, you know what I'm saying? But when we did it, you know, he's like, all their voices is high and stuff like that. So it's actually a cover from Stevie Wonder that we remade. My rock band, shout out to Inner Tube Production, they remade the beat, and you know, we wanted to show our love and our appreciation for Stevie Wonder and the song, you know, and you know, my grandfather's favorite song, so we just want to go ahead and tap in, capture that moment. God bless my grandfather, he passed away, so you know, it's that, and you know, her grandfather as well, so we wanted to capture that moment too.
Daddy, why don't you and Jonna sing me that song that we like?
I love that song. I like when you say that song.
This is for our family, be our legacy.
I like this song so much.
Our legacy. Yeah. Okay, look.
Me countless and constant, my word is my father. Turned this crib to a bed in this house to a home. Wanna raise my princess king, give my princess a throne. Cause it's our legacy, we stay shining like chrome. I'm feeling like 13 when he took over Rome. I'm purposely hurting when I'm out of my zone. I'm working crazy as a father, look at all that I own. I'm never alone, my destiny's shown. My cover is blown, look mama, I'm grown. And you ain't gotta worry about me, you did great all by yourself. How you raised me and see, you was always in my corner, never neglected me. Taught me how to love, reasons why I love she. I made it easy to be great, create the best them from me. I've invested in we, now we a family. She's invested in me, now we a family.
I'm not afraid. my song.
So is we rocking or we not now? Okay, okay. Homie, love would never stop, so what's the plot now? So is we rocking or we not now? You told me love would never stop, so what's the plot now? Okay, okay, okay. Let's go. Left, left, left. So is we rocking or we not now? You told me love would never stop, so what's the plot now? Cause truthfully, you all I got now. You all I ever needed. Them side bitches all became deleted. My ex bitch felt so damn misleading. Neglected and mistreated. Since you walked out my English class. Pretty hair, light skin with that big ol' ass. Everything designer look like you came from cash. Couldn't let you pass, I could see your future then. So I approached you like, what's the baby, my name Tim. You started smiling, dimples looking mixed with Mexican. Fast forward at your door, door 3 a.m. I was drunk but surprised when you let me in. We hit the floor and then we got it in. We fucked around and blew a lot of air. We took some L's but we always win. We like the coast. Like baby, you can't get used to this. And I keep saying, hey baby, come on, get used to this. Cause I'm just trying to just put you on some exclusive shit. And build a house by the ocean water, the blue and shit. And we was young, you're so dumb, acting like Buddhist kids. So who the fuck would've thought, baby, we'd have my kids. So premature, but mature through this relationship. And then we kept moving around this crazy life we in. And now we back at it, black magic. You like my drug, baby, got me feeling crazy like a crack addict. All of a bad habit, we fuck like jackrabbits. Swear this can lead to marriage. Hungry for major carrots. Honeymoons on exotic islands. This empty shit, we styling. These bitches, man, they wildin'. They hate to see us smiling. Damn, damn, you damn right, it's me and you. Damn, understand we go through. When I was looking for love, it's always been you.
That's all we're bumping to.
I appreciate it. You talk about the Be Without You track?
Yeah, the last one I played.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Aaliyah sample. That's the Be Without You joint. That's about, you know, that's like the story of me and John and meeting and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, that's the story.
I like that song, though.
Like that.
That song.
I appreciate it.
It's a hit. It's a head shaker.
Oh,
it made
man.
My head. I was in here. Like, yeah, I like that song too. Now,
oh, I appreciate
that. Would you do a music? I don't even know if you got time to even listen to music, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Who are you feeling that's out there?
I mean, all I do is listen to music, me and my kids and all of that. Right now, there's a lot of artists I like, man, as far as, you know, it just depends. Like, again, it's the mood. But there's a lot of artists. Right now, I've been on heavy on my drill wave. Like, you know, I like the young people. I like the whole Ron Suno. I like Ron Suno right now. Ron Suno's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Rella G's. I be on the little drill wave right now. But as far as, you know, that's when I want to have a good time. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, just the legends, you know, like Cole. You know, I like Earth Gang right now. I like my music taste is so eclectic, man. It's just like my son just put me on and my kids put me on new music daily. They always be putting me on, like, you know, what's coming out, who I should be checking, you know what I mean, stuff like that. So,
right.
You know, so they keep current, you know. There's a lot of underground artists I like, so, you know. But right now, you know, I've been heavy on the drill stuff when I be, like, you know, trying to have a good time. And, you know, I'm always going to be a Kendrick guy, you know, Earth Gang, J.I.D. Shout out to Barry Hefner. I know the manager, he been going crazy with them, so I like what they doing, you know, Dreamville, all of that.
One of these Saturdays, me and my homegirl that lived across the street, literally, growing up in Ohio, we do a two-hour show on Saturday night. Every other Saturday night, we do 2 hours of music that a lot of people may not have heard before, especially with me. You'll hear some joints and you're going, who is that? I ain't heard that. We do this every other Saturday. It'll be next Saturday. One time, you need to come in and just sit with us and let us learn you something.
I'm down, bro. Shoot me the link. You know, I'm going to pull up. You know what I'm saying? Shoot me the link. I'll definitely pull up.
Yeah. You dang sure going to be amazed. Like, man, I ain't heard that ever. Who is that? Even my nephew who DJs, he all the time say, it's a music education. We do the no spins because I play music that get no spins, but they get much love in here. So,
artists
need to come
that,
through
man.
One
artists,
time.
Artists need that. Nah, definitely. I'm going to pull up, man. I appreciate the invite. I'm definitely going to pull up, you know. But artists need that, man.
Yeah.
Artists
I'm
going to
tell
that, you know?
I'm going to tell my girl. That, you know, whenever you just hit me up and let me know when you want to come through, and you're going to be like, God, duh, where do you find these songs at? We do that. And that's what I've been doing all my life. So I listen to new music all the time. So I can't tell you.
Man,
there's a cat named Little Brook.
Mm-hmm.
What you say now?
I said these platforms is important, like, you know, for artists to get heard, you know. So I, you know, respect
right,
you.
Right.
From the
and
media.
That's another reason.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's another reason. Because there's a dude named Lil Blurry. That's the cat's name. He's a rapper. Man, this junk is incredible. I mean, there's just so many cats, and you'd be like, what?
Yeah, man.
So,
I feel like, you know, back to the conversation.
Go on.
I was just going to say back to the conversation with industry and art, man. I feel like, you know, there's so many incredible artists that just don't get that shot. You feel me? Like, they get overlooked by what's, you know, quote-unquote mainstream. And, you know, they might not have the budget that it's going to, you know, move an artist in that direction. And it's just like, you know, sometimes they just, you know, that you can find them that rose in the thorn. I feel like that's all we need to bring, you know, the power of the A&R back. I mean, I love the independent journey and everything, but, you know, we need to have that vibe to where we're going out and finding these artists that are impactful and longevity, you know, and have that Kendrick moment,
right.
J. Cole moment. I feel like there's so much microwave music out there to where it's just like, oh, this motherfucker hot. But you hot for that second, and then it's just like, you know, that's the independent game. It's just like, you know, the A&R structure. I call it the new edition method, right? To where you're building these artists, and you got a good 30 years with these artists. I mean, I know the music platform has changed and the model has changed, but hopefully we get back to that.
Right.
We get
right.
back to, you know, having that structure again for artists to be legendary again. You know, maybe social media takes away from it. I'm not sure, but.
It's almost like you got people that come out and they're just looking for something to sell. That's what the record labels and the record companies are looking for now. How many views you got on Spotify, how many downloads you got on YouTube, that kind of thing. But that doesn't mean that they're good. That doesn't mean they're good. I mean, there's a lot of main artists that's not better than a lot of these independent artists that you hardly ever hear about, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's a different game now. Right.
It's the car manufacturing company with these musicians now, right? It's like, we ain't going to use metal pieces no more. We just put plastic on you and keep moving, you know, and building something that look good, but there's no substance, you know? It's just like, we need substance back, you know? Everybody with a camera or a microphone in their crib is not really an artist just because they're making music, you know? But it's a catch-22 because, you know, it does give the person from Iowa a chance to, you know, just put his music on DistroKid and really get his own fan base together and really monetize off that situation. So, you know, you get the good with the bad, but, you know, you just, you know, back in the day, like, there wasn't that many rappers, right? You knew who the rappers was. You knew what the album was. You knew you going to go to that record store, pull it up, you know, the CD, you know, all of that.
Right.
Like now, you know, it's just like, okay, here's another SoundCloud guy. Here's another. So, you know, you get the catch with the catch 22, and it's a new model, but, you know, it's just like, damn, we need these. We need the, like, those people that you're talking about, like, shout out to Lil Blurry. Like, we need those dudes to really come to the forefront, you know, with, you know, and A&R finding, like, boom, this is the guy. This is the guy because we said this is the guy, you know? And we need that. We need that type
right,
of guy.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. Need a lot of people like that. I mean, but like you said, you got to take the good with the bad because even when there was A&R people out, a lot of them artists didn't sound good. I mean, you know, everybody was a little more polished, but that was it. They really didn't shine, you know, where you got to put on sunglasses. I'm just saying, you got to take the good with the bad. And now everybody and their mama doing it. But there's a few people's mamas that's throwing down out here, you know.
Yes.
I hate to say it, but there's a few people within this group of artists that just doing it. There are some diamonds out there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, there is. And it's just like, man, when they go, you know. I always tell artists that I manage, man, like, you know, there's that part, but then there's the business part too, man. You got to come with that budget too, man, and really, like, you know, if you're trying to, like, you know, there's so many platforms that, shout out to Josh, you know, Corey, they've really been doing their thing when it comes to, like, putting artists on the forefront. I know they tuned in tonight too, so I appreciate y'all tuning in, but, you know, shout out to them. But, yeah, man, just they putting artists on the forefront to where, you know, they could give you that exposure that you might need or whatever, so that's lit.
Now, the song you sent me, Be Alone, explain that. I hadn't heard this one.
Yeah, no, you played.
I played that at the beginning of
the
other one, then, right?
Yeah, that was the Aaliyah joint. The Aaliyah, the Be Alone. That was the Aaliyah sample. You played that after you played the Overjoy. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. I'm Is Though. That's a hell of a title. I'm Is Though.
Okay. Oh, I'm Is Though.
Don't
I'm
explain that one.
Well,
yeah,
I'm
Is
Though.
Can't talk.
He's like, you
explain
can't
that.
He just stepped in the building too. Yeah, but I'm Is Though. It's like a basically, you know, the vibe, you know, some street shit. You know, we was basically, it just reminded me of growing up. You know, just sitting on a stoop and really trapping and going crazy. And you know how that, you know, that story. You know, with, you know, just trying to get to the money and shit. You know, I just talking about rapping shit on that. You know.
Yeah. Who the fuck these niggas really think I'm is, though? Who the fuck these niggas really think I'm left? Killed them two for the 3/5. Chopped the brick, we bagged them all dip. They hit the strip with a couple chips. It took me an hour, nigga, to make the flip. From the power of powder, nigga, I'm stacking chips. Stretch it out with the flour, look at them loving it. Arm and Hammer, bacon, soda, quota. Look out, just by Jana, a new Javinci choker. Then we hit the club, feeling like being Hover. And we ain't care about the love, cause we don't care to know ya. Just never fuck with the club unless it's game over. I'm talking hit with the slug, pop like a can of soda. Risk out these bitches in love, shine like a supernova. We was the plug with them drugs, that bitch was like a sofa. I'm talking all through the night, bread, hot toaster. I swear it's funny how life ride like a roller coaster. You could go from a one and poster to tipping chauffeurs, or in the back of the Rover with bitches about to blow ya. But you just wanna go home to the ones that know you. I swear the devil's a lie, this industry will show you. These fucking niggas will lie, it's funny what the dough do. Hop in these bombings and fly, it's funny what the dough do. Yeah, another round for my club niggas. Dope boys and a whole squad of drug dealers. Yeah, another round for my club niggas. Dope boys and a whole squad of... Fuck it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Who the fuck these niggas really think I'm here, though? Yeah. Who the fuck these niggas really think I'm here, though? Who the fuck these niggas really think I'm here, though? Got me fucked up. Who the fuck these niggas really think I'm is, though? Nappy hair with a bad bitch. Shit. All these niggas swear I wouldn't be shit. But I was hearing impaired in my foreign whip. My money green like a pear, your girl think I'm lit. Right. Look, I'ma take it dead just cause I feel like it. I'm the nicest of shit, and you don't have to like it. Like so I'm coming for y'all, and you don't have to like it. I'm probably all in your stocks like a fucking psychic. You mad that bitch gave me box, and I don't care about her. She had a little fat ass, I fucked a tear about her. I knew she wanted to smash, she had that fear about her. But I was after my cash, you know, pitch and flower. By the hour, we get higher, cheaping on a sour. Hit the club in the soup, feel like Ghost from Power. Feel like Diddy in my city, shot the Brett and Dion. Grind mode, you web, they don't be what we on. Bougie nigga, get my great report on. Any nigga fighting on the club is getting balled on. Niggas getting balled on. Timmy can see no bitch, so the club.
Yo, I like that joint for real. I'm about to ride with that one.
Nah,
I'm going to have to ride with
thank you.
Yeah, man, because I like the way it jumped out. Yeah, I like the way it jumped out, though. Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate it. And
the beat was nice, too.
Thank you, man. Yeah, shout out. Yeah, my man A&A made that beat or reflipped that beat. So, yeah, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, man. But, yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, when it first, I was like, I hadn't played it. So I'm like, man, I sure like that. And then it kept on going. I'm like, yeah, I like that a lot. I want you to give out to the people where you can be, you know, looked up on social media where people can check the music and actually purchase it. And all that, all your different websites and social media sites as well.
We got the alllegacy.com, I'm sorry, alllegacyempire.com that, you know, is exclusive, you know, we have some exclusive content dropping on that. We're actually in the development for an app right now, too, so you can, you know, download your app on any iOS or Android platforms. Stay tuned to all of our social media pages for that coming soon. We're going to exclusively drop Jonah's project through the app, you know, so we're in the development for that. So, but you can get that information at our legacy, on IG, or and then you can get it on through DJ Finesse Publishing too as well. So, you know, we're doing that. So, you know, but we're going through like a more exclusive base, but everything else is like on all, you know, streaming platforms, Apple Music, iTunes, Johnna Rochelle. My rapper name is Sino Bugatti, so that's my, you know, you could search me there as well, you know?
Well, I appreciate you coming through, man. It was late, but, hey, you came through. I mean, late but never. You in here. You in here. And I appreciate you and your wife. From the first time that I had y'all on the show, y'all did the interview, I think, from your car. That first time.
Yeah.
Remember that?
The car was a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Heavy vibes. You know
yeah, about three, I think it was 3 years ago on Carrying On. It's been a minute. And you came in here a few times, so. Yeah.
Always want to show love, man. I appreciate the opportunity. Shout out to Bugs, too, man. You know, Lincoln. So I appreciate the op, bro. It's always, always, always love, man. Anything you need. You know what I mean? But you know how we rock, man. We got to hit on with a project or something this year. You feel me?
No, yeah, we from the crib. And you better get me good because next year I'm throwing my hat over. It's over. I'm done. I just did 14 projects out. 14. I'm done.
Oh, that's dope. I'm taking a break. Nah,
I'm done after next year.
So wait, I got to lock you in ASAP, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got another dude in Chicago that we're supposed to be on one track too. I told everybody after I said I was going to quit, I'm going to be on all these other tracks. Everybody going to be like, you lied. You lied.
<Right. laughs> You won't feature forever. Like, you just like, you know what? It's hard to quit when they sing you. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to quit when they
sing
you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I always say I'm like, yo, I quit.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get out.
On my birthday next year, I dropped one on my birthday this year, July 5th. On my birthday next year, July 5th is over. I'm done with the music part, but I'll probably still be making beats, but I'm done putting out stuff. So,
Okay.
I want to end this with my cousin, and I want you ought to connect with my cousin. He's dropping beats in his vault right now. Every week he talks about it. I put two in the vault just a minute ago. This is my cousin, the Silent Stepchild. He did the beat on this. This dude that rapped on it is called D-Ball. And the name of the song is D-Ball. Again, I appreciate you, Timmy Castino, for coming through our Legacy Empire. I appreciate you. And, whenever you got something new, you want to rock, let me know. And let me know when you want to come through on that Saturday when me and KC put it down.
Definitely, bro, definitely. I appreciate you, my dog. Thank you. Thank you for all the love, you know, and everything that you do for, you know, artists, man. It means a lot. It definitely does, man. I appreciate you. You know, Johnna told me what's up. So
thank you, man.
You might got to get my daughter.
Again, this is a song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, yeah, we got to do that, too. For real.
Yeah, my daughter got a project coming
this
out.
This is my
crazy. Mm-hmm.
This is my cousin, Silent Stepchild, and the rapper is named D-Ball, and the name of the song is D-Ball.
I want to hear that. That's
cool. The Silent Stepchild.
You Mr. Ellis, now let me get on this pulpit. Most of the time when I get tracks, I hope it ain't that bullshit. My flow is easy like Sunday morning, easy like Ruthless. Them niggas from the city is deadly, they fucking shoot kids. Southside endured genocide is what the truth is. Crack mandatory, kill niggas, what the news is. I'm unapologetically black, fuck your crew kid. Police always wanna profile, but yo, I do this. Switch gears fast and I'm tearing up your new list. Don't sleep much, only couple of nights I do rest. Warrior of rhyme, survive more than a few quests. I ain't Stay in my shit better, I'm just giving you my true best. Niggas got problems, and for the answer I do test. Don't come expecting something for nothing, you gotta prove shit. I've been multiplying it, I ain't, yeah, I think you grew less. I hit him in the head like Checker, I'm on my movement. Yo, watch me kill all of this shit, and I see y'all chase the waterfall for the cliff and hit the free fall. Brothers on that pridefulness, I'm on my people. Yeah, that nigga D-Raw, yeah, that nigga D-Ball. Watch me, I'm a Castile kid, it's Total Recall. I'm Quay, pick a time and a place, and I will meet y'all. Southside from whence he came, I'm on the seesaw. Yeah, that nigga D-Raw, yeah, that nigga D-Ball. Animosity D-Ball, it's the same thing. Been through the storm, I can tell you what the rain brings. Once I learn my truth in the booth, I remain king. Channel all my energy, then just let the pain sing. I can never leave hanging, feet dangling, but I understand the danger of the yang and yin. I kill summer, fall winter, and I slain spring. Two-stepping with this chronic, it's my Mary Jane swing. I'm born rotten, lyrics make your brain sting. Leave you lumped up and leaking in a blood-stained ring. You would sacrifice it all in hope to gain wings. You hit with the venom, now move on the same strings. I'm a lyrical caboose, roasting when the train seems. Growing on my journey, trying to figure what my lane means. I'm MC and back to the essence as the game leans. King and queen, conquer world, still it's the same thing. Yo, watch me kill all of this shit, and I see y'all chase the waterfall to the cliff and hit the free fall. Brothers on that pridefulness, I'm all my people. Yeah, that nigga D-Raw, yeah, that nigga D-Ball. Watch me, I'm a Capsville kid, it's Total Recall. I'm Quay, pick a time and a place, and I will meet y'all. Southside from whence he came, I'm on the seesaw. Yeah, that nigga D-Raw, yeah, that nigga D-Ball. My whole approach overflow, my style blazed the sound waves. My whole life I should have known what's really in the name. A lot of dangerous minds fucking up the hustle, yeah, it's crazy. Facts is facts, so fuck you, misguiding this generation with misinformation. Nothing is sacred when it comes to population. The art of MC and don't seem to compute. It's programmed to make you only think about the loot. Cats fake the funk when they really can't spit. Imitating everybody, they really need to quit. Wanna MC and just keep it real. Build on your craft like any other skill. I let the biters bite and I just rock crowds. I'm giving much respect to the silent step child. Spit the real hip hop, man. Never sell your soul for some quick fame in this rap game. Yo, yo, watch me kill all of this shit, and I see y'all chasing waterfalls to the cliff and hit the free fall. Brothers on that pridefulness, I'm on my people. Yeah, that nigga D-Raw, yeah, that nigga D-Ball. Watch me, I'm a Capsville kid, this Total Recall. I'm Quay, pick a time and a place, and I will meet y'all. Southside from whence he came, I'm on the seesaw. Yeah, that nigga D-Raw, yeah, that nigga D-Ball. Watch me kill all of this shit.